Is your college or university website just not quite hitting the conversion goals you expect it to? And do you know how to fix it? Well, a benchmark report from Bravery Media can help. In 7 days or less, we run a performance audit on your website and give you a prioritized list of action items to improve site speed, accessibility, and conversion rates. Perfect for board presentations and budgeting reports, Benchmark is priced so that any institution can benefit from its insights. Visit bravery.co/benchmark to request yours. From Bravery Media, this is Appendix B. My name is Joel Goodman. With me is Kristen Van Dorn, and we are talking about
the customer-based brand equity pyramid.
Yay! Yay. We have already covered the first two levels of the pyramid.
So the first two levels, we have salience, which is basically brand awareness. Do your customers know who you are? Are you in their minds when they think, where do I want to apply to college? The second level is performance and imagery, otherwise known as brand meaning. So what's sort of like the abstract space that your brand takes up in your customer's mind? So it's not only like, I know that it's a university, but that I know it's a university that has these features, these benefits. This is what the logo looks like. This is what I associated with. That's the brand meaning side of it. So the next level is brand response. And brand response is basically, how do your customers feel about you? This gets into judgments and feelings. What are you evoking inside the minds of your customers? So once they know that you exist, and then they know that this is the value that you're pitching, understanding, do they have like positive, warm, fuzzy feelings about you? Do they have some pretty severe judgments about the quality or the honesty or the integrity of your brand? This is where that brand story aspect comes into play.
So how do we go about figuring out what that sentiment is? You know, how do we go about researching and finding out what they actually think of us?
Well, so you kind of said one example of a research method, which is sentiment analysis. I mean, that will sort of pull out like positives, negatives, and neutral feelings about certain aspects of your brand. But then I think a lot of brand research is going to be deeply qualitative. So What you're going to be digging into is focus groups or interviews, like really teasing apart, like, what do you think about me? What do you think about me in terms of other universities and colleges that you could potentially go to? What does this make you feel inside? Here's an example that I love to use. Okay. Imagine that I offer you two glasses of water. So one glass of water, I say, is the purest spring water inside the United States that, you know, I paint this really beautiful picture of like going through a magical forest, finding this very pure spring. I say, well, but there's also minerals and all these things that come from the spring that are going to have these positive health benefits for you. Okay, so that's one glass of water. The other glass of water, I say, okay, this is a glass that is ceramics. It's broken down and it's reconstructed from like formerly used toilets.
There you go.
Okay. Which glass of water sounds attractive to you? Do you want to drink from the spring water glass or the toilet glass?
Definitely the spring water glass.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how much you've like hyper cleaned the toilet glass. No one wants the toilet glass, right? Okay. So that's where, in terms of moving your customer into decisions about brand response, like how they feel, what kind of judgments they make, that's where your story strategy is really going to hit the road. And what you want to do is create a memorable, compelling story, not just a one student came here one time. And they got this degree, and then they went through a whole bunch of life changes, and then they ended up with this profession. You know, those stories may or may not be compelling. What you're looking for is a story that really describes your university and the experience that people have having been to your university.
Have a question.
What's that?
Well, so what's the interplay between these different levels? Because in this case, it seems that like when you're building the narrative, you are also going to want to kind of go back to the dynamics from the previous level and make sure that this is something that stands out, right? And a lot of times, I think what we see, if we take into account the old adage that, you know, your brand is like the sum total of everything you do, like you can do additional things to kind of push these narratives forward. But if we're looking at like website content, and I think about our discussions we've had about program pages lately, where you are just putting forward the driest information about what the thing is, it seems like there's an opportunity there to actually extend your story, bring that narrative out, make that something that can be memorable, that can evoke some sort of response from the people that are reading the content or interacting with it. But instead, a lot of times it just ends up having no narrative whatsoever, or it's just a very confused narrative. And so that goes back to what you were talking about last time, where you're not saying a very clear, concise thing that kind of cuts through and helps people remember you. You're just kind of spewing up a bunch of boring stuff, you know?
Right. Okay. So the way to think about the customer-based brand equity pyramid is that you cannot do anything at the second level until you've established the first level.
Right.
And you cannot do anything at the third level till you've established the second level. So part of it is knowing really well who your customers are and where they are at in that decision-making journey. And so that's a lot about like testing the salience in the marketplace for like who you're targeting. Like, do you know about us? Do you know who we are? You know, it's not just about talking to them, but it's also about getting that feedback of,
yeah,
do you remember me? Like, do you remember seeing an ad about this school, you know, 2 weeks ago, that kind of thing. And then do they understand what you're offering? Then you can get into that storytelling. But to hit them with a story about who you are before they have any idea that you're a university that exists, that they could apply to, that offers these features and benefits that will make their lives better in these ways, the story is not going to have an impact.
It won't matter in that instance.
Right.
How would a busy higher ed marketing professional go about figuring this stuff out, though? What are the best ways? I mean, this could be a sales pitch for our services for sure. But also, like, are there ways that a CMO, or if you don't have a CMO, a director of marketing, or, you know, assistant VP of marketing, can go about building some of these, I guess, building in research methods or some sort of monitoring to help them figure out when they have jumped to that next level with certain audiences?
There's a couple of different ways. I mean, I think the big thing is to just gather data through surveying.
Yeah.
So surveying can be expensive because you usually have to work with a paneling group to identify who those users are. And the more specific you are about who those users are going to be, who those participants for the survey are going to be, the more expensive it gets. So this is a paid process. Like, you have to go about doing this. I mean, you can send your marketing assistant out to a shopping mall and have them ask every person that looks about 20-ish, like,
right,
have you heard of this place?
There aren't going to be many of them at a shopping mall. We'll just
not anymore. But the goal is to collect that data. Now, one way that you might go about collecting that data without having to do a giant campaign, like, I know every university wants to be nationally recognized, but start with locally recognized,
yeah,
look at regional recognition. But additionally, say you do want to be nationally recognized, don't start with the whole United States.
Right.
Pick a couple of hot spots where, for whatever reason, you think you might have particular traction with an audience. And that might be looking at what academic programs you offer and tethering them to certain industries and looking at what cities and what counties offer that kind of industry with well-paying jobs.
Own what you can own initially, so that when you have that, it gives you the momentum to start moving forward and expanding and own other regions as you get your feet under you.
Right.
Appendix B is a production of Bravery Media. If you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a rating or review on your podcast streaming service of choice. It helps other higher ed pros find us. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time.